this morning from Psalm 84. This was a psalm of a pilgrimage as the worshipers would make their way to Jerusalem. This is something that was on their minds. Perhaps they sang it. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts. My King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you. And as I read that psalm, I wanted to focus in particularly on verses 4 through 7. I want to reread those. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, and they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. It reminded me of Jesus Christ, because he was on a pilgrimage. He was on his way to Jerusalem. If you remember, he was, as the scripture said, he had set his face like flint to go to Jerusalem. He knew what was coming. He knew what lay ahead of him. And there were many obstacles and roadblocks, his own disciples discouraging him from going to Jerusalem. People from his own hometown wanted to throw him over a cliff at one point. So all of these things coming against him as he was making his way to Jerusalem, and he was going there in a sense, like the psalm says, he was going there as he was going through the valley of Baca. Well, that B-A-C-A, Baca, if you read that in another translation, it'll say valley of weeping. And when I thought about the valley of weeping, that really reminded me of the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. This week is Palm Sunday, Holy Week, and so we remember Jesus Christ and all of the suffering he went through to go to the cross for us. And so when I read that, I thought of Jesus Christ going to the cross to make a way for us. It goes on to say that he passes through the valley of Baca and he makes it a place of spring. So he goes through this valley of weeping and he transforms it, another translation says, into a place of refreshing springs. He turns that sorrow and despair into a place of refreshment, even joy, if you will. So Christ has gone before us, and he has spent his life, he has died for us, and he has suffered for us, so that we can come to God this morning full of joy, worshiping God. We can make that pilgrimage to the Lord this morning in the Spirit, rejoicing in the work that Christ has done for us. So let's pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who of thy tender love towards mankind has sent thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross, that all mankind should follow the example of his great humility, mercifully grant that we may both follow the example of his patience and also be made partakers of his resurrection through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.